Thanks for joining me on episode 500 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Shannon Miles from Belay. I challenge you to discover your calling and find your third option so you can be empowered to live every day to the fullest. One way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend Scott Mader.
This is one of the reasons that working with a coach can help, because part of what a coach can do is ask the hard questions and make sure that everyone's needs are being taken care of. Because see, in that situation, if you can't afford to cover both of those, then you need to cover both of them, but at a lesser level. You need to find a way to maybe do the hair every other month and the golf game every other month instead of every month.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in yourself through stewarding your treasure, I talk with you about why ours versus mine is so important, the difference it makes when you really believe this, and the key to moving your mind in this direction.
As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
Mine versus ours. You know, I work with a lot of couples when it comes to money. And the interesting thing is, there's a really subtle phrase that I hear when people are talking about money. It's really as simple as, are you thinking of money as ours or as mine? You know, when you get married and you join together, or you're living together and you've combined your finances, an interesting thing happens. Often, one person earns a little bit more money than the other. Even if both folks are working, one person may make $250,000 or $100,000 or $70,000, and the other man makes much less than that. Or sometimes one parent is a stay-at-home parent and the other one is out earning an income. Whatever it is, there's often this feeling of, I'm earning that money. This is my money that I bring into the relationship, and then we decide what to do with it. But that phrasing is really interesting, because if you've truly joined together into a relationship, if you're truly partners, then even if you're the one out there earning the money, you're earning our money, not my money. When my wife was a stay-at-home mom for a few years and I was out earning an income in the corporate world, what was interesting is that was still our money. Sure, I got the paycheck, but it was our money. We sat down together and planned what we were going to do with our money, how we were going to use it to do the things that we agreed were most important for us. Ours versus mine is a vital distinction when it comes to coming together and communicating well and joining together and finding your shared priorities and your shared values so that you can win with money. It's about getting your mind right with money. You know, we always have a little bit in our budget that's just kind of fun money. That's our walking around money. She carries some on her purse and I carry some in my wallet. And that money is the money that we use to kind of basically be for just whatever we want. And it's a very small percentage of our overall budget. But everything else that we put into the budget is our money. And even that money, the his and her fun money, is our money because we've decided to do that. for a long time, my wife actually carried a little bit more fund money than I did because she was often the one hauling the kid around. And when she had to stop and grab a bite to eat, she was also grabbing something for the son. And so it just made sense for her to have more money. My son even asked a question one time. He said, "Mom, why is it that you carry more fund money than Dad does, but he's the one out earning the money?" And our answer is because that's what made sense. That's what we had agreed. That was how we were dealing with our money together, because I was the one earning the money, but the money I was earning was our money together. It makes a huge difference when you really begin to believe this. When you bring this into your heart and soul and you really believe it, then all of a sudden, a lot of the fighting goes away because you begin to have discussions about what are our shared values? What are our priorities? What is it we want to do? There isn't this immediate feeling of, I have to protect myself from you. I have to protect my needs and make sure I get taken care of, because you're going to take care of yourself. It immediately begins to diffuse some of the competition, some of the fighting, some of the worry, some of the fear. But if for a long time you haven't been living that way, then it takes a while to reprogram your thinking. It takes a while for the other partner to trust that you've reprogrammed your thinking. But the truth is, the only way to begin to make that shift in your mindset is to begin to act that way. Action is what creates belief. And so some of the rules that you have to follow, first off, you have to no longer use the phrase, "This is my money." You have to begin to say, "Our money." You have to begin to use the language that describes the money is ours. You have to sit down together and have a regular pattern of communication about money where you both look at it and you both get a vote and you both get a discussion. You have to spend some time together and unpack, what are your shared priorities? What are your shared values? And how are you going to prioritize these together so that everyone's needs get taken care of? You have to make sure that you put things in the family budget that at first glance maybe are just for one partner, but you still put them in there because you want to make sure everyone's needs are taken care of. If one of you wants to get their hair done, is that in the budget? If one of you wants to play golf, is that in the budget? And if you can't afford to put both of those things in the budget, then what are we going to give up? What's more important? Are we going to leave things in that are truly in alignment with our values? Because both of those, maybe there's something you can do to reduce them. But it's a discussion. And yeah, sometimes it may even turn into a fight. This is one of the reasons that working with a coach can help, because part of what a coach can do is ask the hard questions and make sure that everyone's needs are being taken care of. Because see, in that situation, if you can't afford to cover both of those, then you need to cover both of them, but at a lesser level. You need to find a way to maybe do the hair every other month and the golf game every other month instead of every month. The difference is you got to begin to work together. That's how you begin to make your mind move in that direction. You begin to take the time to communicate. You begin to take the time to look at the money together and then to both go out and execute that plan. And the truth is, if either of you deviates from that plan, you got to come back together and talk about it again. Regular communication and using the language of ours begins to change your beliefs. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. and we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.